Dear friends, I am Yeshua, your brother. I'm close to you, not far away. I am inside of you as a level of consciousness that is on the one hand familiar to you, and at the same time, you are out of it when you submerge in fearful thoughts and beliefs, in the energy of fear. So when I'm talking to you, it's actually a voice from the inside, reminding you of that level of consciousness that has already awakened inside of you. It's the awareness of truth, the awareness of who you really are. So you're, as you listen to me, you are listening to yourself, to what you already know deep down inside. I ask you to open up to this level of consciousness that is yours already. And to feel the energy of home, coming home to yourself. And this is actually what I want to talk about today. The title of today's message is The Art of Saying No. And for many of you, it's difficult to say no to expectations, demands, wishes from others, from people you love, or from society, meaning certain rules or ideals you have to live up to. And whether you say, whether you go along with what is expected of you, out of love for the people around you, or what you perceive to be love, or out of obligation because you are afraid to be punished or rejected, whatever your reason is for adjusting and adapting to what is expected of you on the outside, the outcome is that you say no to yourself, to that, to your own deepest desires and intentions, by going along with whatever outside forces are pulling or pushing you to do. You create less space for yourself, less space to grow and evolve and express yourself. And the tricky thing is that you don't recognize this. You are hardly aware anymore the extent to which you are narrowing down your own space, the extent to which you are not expressing yourself. You have become adjusted. And so there is this version of you, the adjusted self. And if you have being that adjusted self have behaved like the adjusted self for a long time, you don't truly remember the real self, your truest nature, your deepest desires and needs. And often what happens is then you start to feel depressed or simply not very much alive anymore. It's there's a kind of a spark of joy and inspiration is missing. So you can continue your everyday life functioning, but there is this lack of joy and a sense of meaning. And also if you are truly suppressing your own nature, your original nature, which is unique, by the way, doesn't fit into society's boxes. When you suppress it too strongly, at some point, not only your emotions, but also your body will react. It will become sick. It's like there's so much. It's natural for you as a soul, as a you are light on the inside. You are awareness, and this light wants to naturally shine, wants to shine out like a sun, like a star. And so to suppress it, actually you go against your own nature. So you are actively pushing yourself back. And this creates tension inside, affecting your emotional life, but also the body, because the body registers very sensitively the way you treat yourself. The body is an instrument for the soul. So it's important to be able to say no to whatever forces are trying to make you do or be something you're not. That's quite clear. However, because you have become so used to being the adjusted self, it's not easy for you to realize when it's appropriate to say no. And it's also difficult to overcome the fear of saying no. And I first would like to discuss the question, when is it appropriate or necessary to say no? And I want to offer a very simple answer to this question. And the answer is when there is a lack of joy, when there is a consistent lack of joy in what you do, or when you are with certain people, and may even be your family or people very close to you, but when you notice a persistent lack of joy in whatever you do or wherever you are, then it's important to say no, because the lack of joy is a sign, is a clear sign from your soul that somehow you cannot really be there, cannot really be present there from the heart. The lack of joy signals that you cannot get in touch with that level of consciousness that I talked about in the beginning, the original you, the part of you that yearns to express itself, be itself, right here on Earth. And it's really not difficult to notice if you are joyful or not. But at the same time, you have become masters in deceiving yourself, telling yourself, okay, don't feel very joyful right now doing this, but it's the good thing to do. It's noble to do this. I have an obligation to others to do this. If they benefit from it, that will also make me feel good in the end. I feel good about it afterwards. So there are multiple ways in which you justify doing things or being in places or with people that do not give you joy. But what happens when you stay in this, in an environment, or keep doing things that do not give you joy, is that your energy level goes down, because it will exhaust you at some point. It will drain you. And you are actually ignoring the language of your soul. The soul speaks through the feeling of joy or the lack of joy. This is the soul's language calling you. And by ignoring it, you are hurting yourself. And now I'd like to address the second question, which I mentioned. Why are you so afraid to say no? Because this is relevant directly to the first issue. When is it necessary to say no? When there's a persistent lack of joy. But why do you continue to be in certain situations that clearly don't give you joy? It's because you're afraid. There's fear, a fear of removing yourself from this situation, from these people, this environment, and a fear of saying no, a fear of withdrawing, a fear of disappointing people. And I will now go into this fear, but I'm inviting you not just to listen to what I am saying on an intellectual level, but also tune into an example from your everyday life in which you are often afraid to say no, to not go along with someone else's expectations, hopes, desires, wishes. So basically, when you're afraid to stand up for yourself, stand up for your inner joy. So let's visit this fear, the fear of saying no. And focus on someone in your life who is important to you, and you really don't want to hurt their feelings, but at the same time, you need more distance, more space. You need to say no to them. Maybe not to all of them. I mean, you can sometimes relate to someone and experience joy in these relations, but at the same time, you may need distance or space for yourself within this relationship. So there's a need for both closeness and boundaries in actually in any relationship. So focus on someone who's really important to you and feel the joyful part of your relation with them, the part that gives you a sense of happiness or excitement, enthusiasm, inspiration. Maybe they you can laugh together, have fun, or you're touched by the other person's presence, what they say to you, you're curious about them. There's this level of joy, which is always characterized by something playful, something that is joyful in itself. You're not being with them is a purpose in itself. This is the hallmark of a joyful relation. Just being with them is joyful. This could also apply to a certain job or activity. For example, if you like spending time in nature or walking in a forest, you simply love doing it. It's not that you're doing it to become more healthy or lose weight or whatever. No, it's the activity itself that brings joy. So focus on this part of the relation you're now tuning into. And feel that you are fully allowed to receive it, to receive this joy. That you freely choose to have it. And now focus on the part of the relation that forces you to adjust or to not be yourself, to make yourself smaller, which, for example, by being nice, not saying things that confront the other person. When you're trying not to hurt someone and you are not expressing how you really feel, you leave the space of joy and playfulness. You're adjusting to what you feel that the other person can handle or cannot handle. You're suppressing yourself. And tune into your fear of saying no to this person. And so it's not about saying no to him or her, like as a whole. It's about boundaries. You can say yes to what feels joyful and inspiring, but at the same time, you should say no to what feels like suppressing yourself, giving into perhaps to the fear of someone else, the fear of losing you, there may be a kind of emotional dependence on you, which suffocates you. The other person may be suffering from something, some situation, some problem, and you may feel the urge or the obligation to save them, to heal them, whatever. And the best help you can give to anyone is to shine your own original light. This can be a source of inspiration to someone else, someone you love, and sometimes someone you hardly know. And it's not by exhausting yourself that you give this light. It's natural as the sun radiating light. This is the highest you have to offer to anyone. Being yourself. Saying yes to yourself. And no to behavior that is based on wanting to save others. Feeling that it's your obligation to save them or give into their fears or their dependence on you. And imagine you're now doing this. Imagine you're standing, that this person is in front of you, and that you are saying no to whatever you need to say no to. No to the part of the relation that is based on fear and not on joy. And by saying no, you may notice that you are stepping back energetically. Feel this happening. In your heart, you cherish the joy-based part of the relationship. This part is based on freedom and choice. And you're saying no to the fear-based part. You distance yourself from it. You're taking that step back. And as you do so, breathe in your own energy. Really come home to yourself and feel that you do not have to be in any fear-based relationship with anyone. Not your partner, not your family, not your children, not your work environment. You're allowed to be free. And feel how this affects your energy field, the space around you. How you breathe in a sense of freedom and possibilities. You are not responsible for other people. You're responsible for yourself and your own light, your own joy. And it's by channeling this joy and this light that you may affect others in a positive way. But you have to be home, so to speak. You have to inhabit your own energy space in order to channel that joy and that light. Release the energy of fear-based loyalty. I have to do this. I have to do that. Why? feel the fear inside of this type of obligation, loyalty, responsibility. And also, there's a kind of, the Greeks call it hubris, like this sense of, it's almost a kind of superiority that you think you are able to save other people's or solve their problems. You are not, actually. They are following their own journey, which always has aspects that you do not know about, that you are not familiar with. You do not have to fix them. Trust their inner power. And use your ability to empathize with others in a wise way. When empathy is used with wisdom, it does not turn into pity or the feeling that other people are helpless victims. When empathy is used wisely, you are able to look at someone else's situation without judgment and with a deep sense of compassion, because it's a human experience and you are deeply familiar with being human. So there's wisdom inside this empathy, but you're not making the other person smaller. You're allowing them to walk their path. And it's actually the higher masculine energy inside the soul that enables you to do this, to keep a certain distance and stay true to yourself. Be really at home inside your own energy space. On the soul level, you are both feminine and masculine. These are universal energies available to you, whether you are in a female body or in a male body. And the higher masculine energy, by which I mean the masculine energy of the soul that is not based on fear or stereotypical definitions of the masculine which you find in society, in your traditions, but the higher masculine energy is an energy of truth, discernment, and saying yes to yourself. The higher masculine energy inside you enables you to say no to fear-based expectations from others, from society, and to say no without guilt or shame, feeling worthy and having self-respect while saying no. Receive now your own higher masculine energy. And if it's helpful, you can see this energy in the shape of a man, a masculine guide, or simply a male presence who is actually a part of you, but it's sometimes helpful to allow your imagination to come up with an image of a a guide who exhibits these characteristics of truth, discernment, standing up for yourself, saying no to what doesn't really fit you, saying yes to what is true to your nature. I mentioned before that your soul, your nature, your essence is unique. It doesn't fit into boxes. You truly have to listen to your own heart, your feelings, to what makes you joyful. You need to listen to this carefully in order to know yourself. And when you are busy trying to adjust to make others feel good or to feel good about fitting in, being recognized or successful, whatever you get from adjusting and meeting the demands of society, as you focus on this, you cannot truly connect with your uniqueness. And your higher masculine energy is directing you to this, to who you really are, to the way your light wants to shine and express itself. So imagine your higher masculine energy is standing beside you as a knight, keeping you awake, protecting your sense of truth, your intuition about what really gives you joy. And he also feels good about that. He doesn't mind saying no, because he's saying no in the name of truth. He has empathy for others, but he also has empathy for you. So when you connect with your higher masculine energy, what is he telling you right now? Is there a message for you? And there's probably a very clear, direct message. And receive this message with your heart, mind, and body. So feel how the higher masculine balances your energy field, creating the necessary boundaries, the ability to say no with confidence. The higher masculine energy grounds you, helps you stand your ground. And thereby helps you channel your own light and joy. Thank you for being who you are. I feel your energy, all of your unique energies, and it brings me joy. I love who you are. Thank you.